You're listening to SBS News.
The 64th anniversary of Tunisia's independence began with a day of protests in several cities across the country. Organised by a new group called the July 25 Movement, they called for Prime Minister Hichem Mekichi to quit over the government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the country's economy.
The main demand is that the Ennahda movement, which ruled for 10 years and did not provide us with solutions, leave the parliament. As a young man in 2011, I called for jobs, freedom and national dignity. And in 2021, I still call for jobs, freedom and national dignity.
Just hours later, following an emergency security meeting, the country's president, Kais Saied, responded.
The first decision is to freeze all the powers of Parliament. The Constitution doesn't allow its dissolution, but it doesn't stand in the way of freezing all of its activities. The second decision is to lift the immunity of all members of Parliament. The third decision is that the President assumes the executive authority with the help of a government headed by the Prime Minister and appointed by the President of the Republic.
Soon after the announcement, crowds and cars filled Tunisia's streets in celebration and defiance of a coronavirus curfew. Military vehicles surrounded the Parliament building as people nearby cheered and sang the national anthem.
Regarding this decision, it's the first time in my life I've heard a head of state take a correct decision. We have taken back our country. This is the first time I've gone out to the streets to celebrate.
It's the latest escalation in Tunisia's biggest political crisis since the 2011 revolution that delivered democracy to the country, but not economic prosperity. A statement on the Facebook page of Tunisia's ruling party, Ennahda, slams the move, saying,
"What Kais Saied is doing is a state coup against the revolution and against the constitution, and the members of Ennahda and the Tunisian people will defend the revolution."
The leader of another party, Karama, and former president Moncef Marzouki are also labelling it a coup. But the president's defending his decision, saying it's allowed under Article 80 of the country's constitution in cases of imminent danger, warning against any violent response. Tunisia has been overwhelmed by COVID-19 cases, with more than 18,000 people dying from the disease. The order to freeze the parliament's activities will last for 30 days. Amy Hall, SBS News.